you're jumping to conclusions. Is it ready to go? It's on. Okay, we're on. We're going to discuss. I'm sorry. No problem. We're going to discuss this evening brushing teeth on Shabbos. Now, since there is quite a number of issues involved, or possible issues involved in brushing teeth on Shabbos, what I'm going to do before we hit the handout that I gave you, we're going to go through a little bit orally. Because there are so many issues, it's not possible to completely cover all the halachic issues and all the poskim that address those issues on the handout alone. It's simply not possible, time limitations. So I'm going to discuss and cover, at least on the surface, virtually all the issues that are indeed discussed, and then we'll move in to the handout sheet and to go see what the poskim say black on white. So brushing teeth, like I said, involves 7 to 8 different possible malachas. I'm going to start first with the toothpaste. Yishchat shinaim. It's not on the... It's, like I said, before he came in, there's so many issues. Yeah, you heard me? Okay, there's so many issues. It's not possible to cover all the issues in one handout sheet tonight. So I'm going to go through the surface of all the issues quickly, and then we'll go into the sheet. Now, the first issue is the toothpaste. Okay? There's a malacha, called memachek. Smoothing. We're not allowed to smooth anything. We're not allowed to take anything solid and somehow smooth it out to make it soft. Okay? There's a told of that. It's called memareach. Memareach is taking semi-solid substances and making them really smoother, pushing them down, pushing them in, creams and the like.
What's the issue with liquid soap?
We're going to get into that. That's interesting, because according to my mom, it's a different issue. So liquid soap, we'll get into it. A couple of times, maybe. It's not so clear liquid soap is memareach. So we all do it. We all use liquid soap, pretty much. Actually, talking about hygiene issues, be careful who does what. Okay, liquid soap, we'll get into it.
Disgusting.
Yeah, that's what it is, ultimately. Rav Moshe holds that using toothpaste on Shabbos is a problem in memareach, because you're taking a... semi-solid substance and you're mushing it down. You're spraying it on your teeth. Now, make no mistake, there is a misconception that squeezing the toothpaste tube is a problem with shechita. Okay, and you mentioned the liquid soap. Squeezing the palm oil
like
bottle.
Was it?
So it's not. Squeezing the toothpaste tube and squeezing the bottle of soap, the palm oil soap to get the soap out is not shechita. The shechita is when you squeeze something in order to extract the liquid out of it. But there's no liquid in the walls of the toothpaste tube. There's no liquid in the walls of the soap dispenser that you squeeze. So those issues are not issues for brushing teeth. But the toothpaste, we have the memareach issue. Rav Moshe's machmer, he holds that any substance like toothpaste, soft, pliable substance that's mushed down, spread out, thinned out, is a problem memareach. We also have a different school of thought, Rav Avadya Yosef and others, and hold that memareach is no problem by toothpaste. Why? Rav Avadya argues, and I did not actually get this tshuva of Rav Avadya, I don't think, but it's very interesting. Rav Avadya argues two reasons why there should not be a problem in memareach by the toothpaste. Why? One is the soap. Let's go into the soap right now. The Rama in Shin Chavav, in Or HaChaim Shin Chavav, discusses soap. It's called Boris. And the Rama asers Boris on Shabbos. But the Rama doesn't aser Boris for Memareach. The Rama asers Boris for no light. This is mysterious. Like you suggested, the first jump to soap would be Memareach. The first question, problematic issue of soap would be Memareach. Liquid soap, I don't know. Bar soap, for sure he asers very strongly. Liquid soap, I don't think he asers. Okay? So Rav Avadya holds that because Rama doesn't mention a problem of memareach by soap, so too here should not be a problem of memareach. That's one of Rav Avadya's proofs. Another thing is that memareach is only when you have a permanent use for what you've smoothed down. But you don't have a permanent use for the toothpaste that you smushed around your teeth. You want to get rid of the toothpaste as soon as the cleaning job is done. And finally, three, Rav Avadya brings a raya from Magen Avraham. But Magen Avraham says you're allowed to take saliva, you're allowed to spit on the ground on Shabbos and mush it into the ground. So because that Magen Avraham, he wants to say that you're mushing into your teeth, it's disappearing, He brings it from there. Maybe the proofs aren't so strong. Since Eliezer argues very strongly on this Rav Avadia, Rav Avadia argues it very, very, valiantly. But again, two reasons why toothpaste might not be memareach. Rav Moshe holds it is memareach. You're taking a semi-solid substance, making it smooth. Rav Avadia holds, brings a raya from the Ramah, who says that soap is forbidden, boris is forbidden because of nolad. No mention of memareach. So maybe there's no problem in memareach. And the saliva raya, they're allowed to smush saliva into the ground, so why shouldn't you be able to smush it into your teeth, or anything into your teeth, for that matter? Okay. There's also Nefesh HaRav. Discusses brushing teeth at length. Yeah, but I didn't take the whole thing. It's a much longer Tzitzel. That's just an excerpt of it. Nefesh HaRav also quotes Rav Soloveitchik, who discusses brushing teeth at length. And he holds also that since memareach is only when you have a permanent benefit from what you smooth down, the toothpaste is not even a minute. You want to mush it around your teeth and spit it out. Since you're getting rid of it, there's no issue of memareach. Okay, so that is the issue of the toothpaste and memareach. There's another issue of molid. And the poskim discuss the case of crushing snow and crushing ice on Shabbos. Okay? So one reason it's forbidden is for nolad. Why is it nolad? Because you're changing something from one consistency to another. Okay, you're changing. And that's considered a significant change that it's nolad. Okay? Others hold it's an issue of shechita, crushing the ice, crushing the snow. But the primary gisha in the poskim is that it's nolad. Okay, so where does that bring us to the toothpaste? Is changing the toothpaste from a semi-solid to a foamy liquid, is that called nolad or not? Okay, so you have two schools of thought, of course. But Moshe is very machmer. But Moshe holds that that is an issue, that that is an issue of nolad. You're changing the soft, pliant toothpaste to foamy stuff. But Binyamin, this brings me back to soap. Because I think Rav Moshe does allow liquid soap, and this would be a steer of Moshe, because Rav Moshe doesn't mention. Yeah, make a mistake.
I think if you make it liquidy, I think if you like add water to it,
that's
I think.
Right.
Not everybody understands.
I think he allows even bar soap, even bar by liquid soap. Yeah. By the all the Ashkenazim post pechad aser bar soap. Liquid soap is not
quite
good. Okay, maybe it's not Rav Moshe, but according to those who allow liquid soap, you don't see Nolad brought down anywhere. You should know it's not brought down. So why is that brought down by the toothpaste? By the way, I'm not trying to argue one side over the other. I have no preference. Really, I don't. But, you know, when you only mention soap, and if there's a no-lie by turning the toothpaste to a foamy substance, you don't really see the poskim screaming against liquid soap because of that reason. And I didn't go through all the tshuvas on the liquid soap. But the maestro, we do use liquid soap. Normative.
The main title of liquid soap was numeriah.
Right, not no-lie. So I find a bit of a contradiction that's not cited as nolad, but here some folks can want to oppose toothpaste.
This product they sell in America, they call Shabbos soap.
Right.
Which she's referring to is more water down to begin with.
Yeah, they just take a bottle of
soap. And they charge you double, and they add water.
They sell it for double the price.
Right.
Yeah, but even there, it's not water. Even there, it's not water.
The best answer to washing hands with soap is to just use the soap without any water. Wipe your hands. They don't wash your hands. It has the same effect as soap.
Yeah, what do you think?
You don't do memareach. Memareach means you take the soap, which is a thicker substance, you mix it with water, which is a thinner substance, you're smoothing it out. But when you just rub the soap on your hands, that's not memareach. It's tochen. Tochen.
Taking a solid, you're rubbing on powder.
You're not making it into pieces. You just rub
it
on your fingers.
What's
doing? You're putting water on your hands. You're gonna say that thing. And also, I rub my water.
But you know, they don't. All the poskim don't allow soap. It's lotion. None of the poskim allow lotion. So why is soap different than lotion?
Why don't they allow lotion?
Because of memareach. And I think most.
I don't know. I understood that memareach means to smooth it out by liquefying it. Like when you do with the toothpaste, by the time you put it into your mouth, it's mixing with a lot of liquids and it's getting smoothed out. But the soap, it's not getting smoothed out.
It's not the same solid.
It's true also. But when you put water into it.
So it would seem not like that. Because lotion is also even one alone.
We don't invent something on it. Because otherwise, it's like eating something. You can't use air freshener.
Okay, right. Okay, we're talking about the issue of Memareath now. So if Jan wants to say that there's an advantage using soap without water. So I'm saying, from, you know, just practical, empirical, you know, observations, lotion is usser across the board. Vaseline, sunscreen lotion, you're not allowed. So there's no mention whether you use it in traditional form.
Is it because of smearing or because of Memareath?
Now we're really getting nitty gritty.
It's a different terminology.
They don't say Vaseline is usser because of Memareath? That's not the given reason?
I don't know.
But where'd you get the idea? For which reason?
Schmearing.
Is that Schmearing or Memareach? I would
sure.
I would think it was Memareach. I'll regular achas, I'd say
what's Schmearing?
It's Schmearing. I mean, yeah, Schmearing is essentially Memareach.
Okay.
Take her on the soap and the Schmearing. Okay, so we have the issue of Molad. Like I said, Rav Vadya holds, listen to this, very interesting Kiddush, Rav Vadya says, that molad is only when you change something from solid to liquid. But semi-solid to semi-liquid is not molad. Very interesting. So he says, that's what toothpaste is. You're taking semi-solid toothpaste. You're a dentist, aren't you? Oh, yeah, this is for you. So you have toothpaste, it's a semi-solid substance, and you turn it into a foamy substance. But I just said it's not solid to liquid. Okay, molad is solid to liquid. But when some say snow is muksa on Shabbos because of molad, because it's turned from a solid to liquid to solid. So same idea. So that's the two approaches in the NOLAD issue. Is the semi-solid paste to a foamy substance NOLAD, or is it not? And only solid to liquid, liquid to solid is NOLAD. So there you have that, my place. Now we're getting into the Schita issue. Okay, I'll bring up the Schita issue now. Okay? Schita is Mefarek, it's Dosh. There are those who argue that because it's not a lasting effect, there can be no problem with Memareath and toothpaste.
No, but part of the answer is that it has to have a lasting effect.
No. Okay, Schita issues. Okay? There's a Gemara that holds that when you do Schita in hair, it's not a problem. The Gemara seems to say that squeezing hair is not a problem with Shabbos.
It's because it's not absorbent.
Right. Exactly. What it's explained is that hair doesn't absorb. What it is hair water trapped between the hairs. So the Rambam writes, and many others write, that the Isser Schita, it's not that it's mutter to squeeze hair like a chila, but if you squeeze hair, you're not owing for anything. Because the reason it's usher to squeeze hair, because it looks like you're doing Schita, even though it's not actually doing Schita. Okay? So Moshe takes this Rambam and says, when you're mushing and swishing, these are good words for, when you're mushing around the toothbrush and you're causing squeezing from the bristles, no, it's not real Schita, because nylon bristles don't absorb any water. Okay, but since it looks like Schita, it's similar to the hair, which we don't allow hair on Shabbos. You're not allowed to let the chatchila go knowingly squeeze out of hair. Okay? That's Rav Moshe holds. Now, there's a three-day age that addresses this particular issue, of the Schita issue. And it's one of the most wow Sridei Eishes that are around, because first of all, one of his reasons to allow toothbrushing and why he argues the Schita is not an issue is his own creation. And you'll see there's four things he brings. I just want to spend a couple minutes on that Sridei Eish. That's an Or HaChaim Simen Lamed, where he argues that there's no Schita in a toothbrush.
Is this on the paper?
The Sridei Eishes, yes. Okay? Sridei Eishes on the second side. There's a lot of underlines over there. Rabbi Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg. Yeah, he was a... what? Was it... It was a European country, but I don't think it was Switzerland. Was it? Anybody know? It could be. I'm not sure. He definitely was a rabbi in Europe.
I know him from his Polish.
Right, so the boys are all singing together. It's coming up in a couple of weeks, that one. That tshuva is in the program. Okay, so why is there no Schita by toothbrushing? So Sridei Eishes offers four answers. Okay? One answer is you have no intention to squeeze the water out of the toothbrush bristles. So he says that when you have Schita, there's no intention to do Schita, especially in our case of the Drabanon, where there's no real Schita taking place, but only the Usser. Because it looks like Schita, so it wouldn't be a problem because you have no intention to squeeze the water out.
Wouldn't hair washing the same thing? No intention.
Okay, so we're getting into an issue now. This is a real wow in the Sridei Eish. Why do I say that? Because again, the Sridei Eish is saying Now, if you have no intention to squeeze out the water, it's okay. Because the Sfita in this case is Rabbanu. Which means the Sfita Yesh is relying that Psik Resha in an Issa Rabbanu is Mutzer. Now, most poskim hold that Psik Resha in Issa Rabbanu is not Mutzer. He wants to argue it's the Chatchila Mutzer. The only...
My question is, isn't the same as the Her case anyway?
Right, and the Her is Usser. But it should be Mutzer because of Psik Resha in Issa Rabbanu. Because you don't want the hair that leaves you, you don't want the water that leaves your hair to squeeze it out. Nevertheless, it's pretty much us across the board. You can't squeeze out hair knowingly on Shabbos. So why don't we say Psik Resha over there to Rabbanan is Mutzer? We don't. The only poskim that I know of that say that Psik Resha is Rabbanan is Mutzer, Chatchila Trumas Edeshin, there's also Magen Avram. Magen Avram contradicts himself. One place it seems to say that Psik Resha to Rabbanan is Mutzer, and another place it seems a little bit stronger that it's Usser. But anyways, the Trumas Edeshin does say Secretion to the Rabbanon is Mutter. We don't hold like that in anything. There's nothing that we do, L'chatzilah, that's Sondach, the Secretion to the
Rabbanon.
You gotta expand. You gotta expand on it. And trace it to Rabbanon, Secretion to the Grama. You gotta expand.
If somebody is visiting somebody in a hospital, they only have automatic toilets. According to most poskim, are the Rabbanon. So you allow them to use the toilet and walk away. So many Rabbanim will tell you that it's a bigger toilet. You can rely on the Shita Sa'ara for a lot of famous choices and suits. And the
secretion
of the Rabbanim is Mutter.
You want to have Tchil also?
That's
Shita Zahara. Yeah, I don't know the Trumas Edeshin.
The question is, you can rely on it. It's a Das Yochid on a Serious Shiloh.
Right.
Mokum Tzorich, many places can rely on it. Some places can rely on it even more.
I think Rabbi Ribia talks about the Shiloh in his 39 Malachas book.
Yeah,
about the automatic
flushes. The walk by, the automatic lights.
The lights and the flushes.
The alarm system.
Yeah, the red beam, the beams. Yeah.
It has to be the Loyip Chislay also. Secretion of Loyip Chislay. That's
right.
Nichle is worse.
Yeah. But then they also have to expand if it's Alidei Grama, then it's more Tzad Kula. And Shrei Drabbanon, there's a Goy involved, makes it more Mekul. But that's what's very interesting. I wanted to bring this up. Shrei Dei Eish, Shrei Matal Chatzila, Secretion of Drabbanon.
Use it as a Tzorich. That's all. There are people that have a tzarech, they have to brush their teeth 3 times every day.
Yeah. So, right? Could be good. Another reason he says is that because the squeezed out water, okay, has it's useless. Okay? Goes out useless. You have no use for the water, cots, and the bristle toothbrush. A third reason is very obvious, actually, is the sponge. You're allowed to use on Shabbos a sponge that has a handle. We say it's not inevitable you're going to squeeze out water in a sponge. That's the halacha, pretty unanimously. You're allowed to use a sponge on Shabbos if it has a handle, because we assume that you're not going to inevitably squeeze out water. Okay? Same thing. Toothbrush is a handle, the sponge is a handle, which would be much for that. It's not a secret. Now the fourth reason Sudei H brings, we'll get to it in depth on the page, the handout page, is it says like this. He quotes him again Avram, that holds that you're allowed to dry yourself with a towel, even though you might come to do shchita on the towel. Right? Why? Because Chazal didn't want to be aser the towels, because that would be munin, they're essentially asering washing on Shabbos. And when you wash, you have to dry yourself. Okay? So Chazal didn't aser, towels at all, because if by asering towels, it would have to be asering washing. Okay? So Sudei Ish wants to say, just like the case of washing, you're allowed to use towels, even though in theory you can come out to squeeze it, you can come to squeezing because the towel will get too wet. That's what he says. The same discomfort people need to brush their teeth, the same discomfort people feel causes them to have to wash their hands, wash their body, wash their face. It's the same discomfort you feel in your mouth, and you feel like you have to wash your mouth. So because of Rabbanim, Chazal, weren't goyzer by other washing of the body, so today weren't goyzer in the mouth. So he says, okay.
He just discussed toothpaste, though.
He asked for toothpaste. Sri Deish asked for toothpaste. He does discuss. Yeah. He does mention toothpaste and does ask for it. Okay.
He says you can use a toothbrush with water.
Yes, that's what he says. Now, in most editions of Sri Deish, you have a Shomu Zalman Arbach has a tshuva answer.
He's just dealing with the issue of the water and the bristles.
He's not even brushing his teeth in general. Okay? But he wants us to show why skin is not a problem. Toothpaste, the asers, and the other concerns that some of the posts can bring, which we'll still get to, for his Zalman concern. Okay? Shlomo Zalman has a letter in most editions of Sfidei Eish discussing this tshuva of Rav Weinberg, and he comes out, he agrees with Rav Weinberg for different reasons. Okay? obviously Shlomo Zalman doesn't hold up secretion to Rabbanan as mutter v'chatchila, but he does say it's mutter to brush your teeth with a wet toothbrush. Okay, another issue before we get into the tshuvas on the paper is uvdin d'chol. Another reason many poskim ask for brushing teeth on Shabbos is uvdin d'chol. What is uvdin d'chol? There's two approaches as what is considered uvdin d'chol. One approach is uvdin d'chol is something that when you do it during the week, it usually involves a malacha, even though on Shabbos there's a way to do the same thing without violating malacha. Again, this is the primary approach. It's very important to apply in our own lives because we all have different routines in life, but what we're doing may or may not be uvda d'chol, uvda d'chol. Because uvda d'chol is not properly defined, it's not very clear. But uvda d'chol is something that when you do it during the week, it generally involves a malacha, although there would be a way to do it without a malacha, it's still usher on Shabbos because of uvda d'chol, because it's generally done through violation of malacha. So even though you can do it without violating malacha, it still remains usher. That's what Moshe's approach. There's another approach, another Shlomo Zalman's approach, where Moshe holds that uvdin d'chol is anything that looks like it's a weekday activity, it shouldn't be done on Shabbos. And that's like the loose cannon.
Did you say a loose cannon?
That's a loose cannon. That's a loose cannon.
Uvdin d'chol is about to say.
Yeah, uvdin d'chol is a loose cannon.
Who's the second one?
Why is it Moshe and Shlomo Zalman? Okay? He sent me an email to tell you which is which. I didn't write down which is which, but I wrote the two things. I know that's where I got it from. Okay? So it's very loose canon. A lot of people call it uvdin d'chol. Okay, so some say toothbrush is uvdin d'chol. What's the riot? Mishnah Berurah talks about brushing hair on Shabbos. So Mishnah Berurah holds you should have a special Shabbos brush because of uvdin d'chol. What's a special Shabbos brush because of uvdin d'chol? So you brush your hair, hairs might come out. So you brush hair during the week with a brush. It could be you're doing something that's causing malacha. So even though on Shabbos you can do it without a malacha, use a soft brush, in order to differentiate, we require you to have a special brush just for Shabbos. Because even if your soft brush is the same one during the week, well, there's no clear differentiation between during the week and Shabbos. Interesting.
According to that, you just need a different toothbrush for Shabbos.
Exactly. Bingo. Exactly. Let's get on with the chol. And then you have the what Rabbi Gunlu would say, the kosher company. They have the kosher lamp and they have the kosher toothbrush. So you have that toothbrush, you're going to see that toothbrush.
What's different about that toothbrush?
It's rubber and it's wider apart. So there's no sleep there, there's no trapping of water.
Three times the price.
And one third the bristles. Yeah, one third. Yeah. Do you have an opinion on the Shabbos brush? Do you know it? Have you tried it? Have you touched it? Does it work? Well, I think if they use rubber, you're going to cause so much bleeding. Yeah, you missed
so
it.
Rough.
You know, it's so rough, it's going to cause bleeding. We're going to get to that now. Okay, first is Hachana. Then I want to talk about Hachana. Another reason post came us to brush your teeth on Shabbos is Hachana. What's Hachana? When you wash your toothbrush off after you finish using it, you're preparing it for the next use. Hachana. Preparing for the next use. So after you do the brushing the teeth, okay, you do the brushing the teeth, you're going to wash every toothbrush.
It goes together with the dishes. So
okay, yeah. Oh.
It was maybe you do it Friday night, you need it for the next morning.
Okay, so now you get away. So the next morning, what do you do? So
you start off on the couch and start spinning. And you do it in the afternoon. I don't know.
So you always left with a loose thread. You have a loose thread. What are you going to do with Hachana for the next day? Now.
You never know when a guest will come and need a toothbrush. It's gross.
Oh, okay. So a couple of answers. One is it's gross, which is why the Rivos of Ephraim, or Ephraim Greenblatt and others, are much of washing dishes lechatchila on Shabbos. Because it's gross. Okay? The general approach against washing dishes is because you're preparing for the next meal, which is after Shabbos. But no, there is a Shabbos need. It's gross. So you're washing dishes for Shabbos need, so he says it's much of lechatchila. Sweep the floor, yeah, that's an old one, right? People, yeah, for sure. Well, dishes, it's still a bit more controversial. Sweeping, they did away with the post-game, right? The dishes is still not unanimous, but he matches the chatzila. So too, because it's gross, I want to say there's no achana by a toothbrush. Because it's gross for Shabbos, like making the bed, right? The famous machloek is the post-game, you make a bed on Shabbos. It's going to make the room look nicer, it's honoring Shabbos, it's going to make the bed. But if you're not going to be in the room all Shabbos, and you're not going to use your bed, it's taka no hetra to make a bed.
There's also certain reasons.
That's it.
By dishes, you have to have Shabbos soon. That you have to do dishes, and now you're stuffing the gross factory. You don't necessarily have to brush the teeth, and therefore, you're creating the gross factory. You're creating the toothbrushes.
Okay, but then...
You can always eat on paper. You
have these nice Shabbos dishes.
You can get nice paper.
But then you have Shidduchim problems using paper dishes.
Well, the teeth also should have problems.
Okay. So that's
Achana. What was the Mitzvah called? The Milchus Yitzchak?
Achana, yeah. That was one of his times.
I got three chuvas in a row. Memchas, Nun, and then something. That's all the Memchas Yitzchak?
Yeah. That was the Memchas Yitzchak. We'll get to it. But some of the posts want to argue achana. Just like making the bed, washing the dishes. Others say, no, it's not achana. If you're doing it for a Shabbos need, it doesn't look gross. You have a family of 5, 6, 7 people, all have 30 toothbrushes left around. It doesn't look nice. So it's not an issue of achana. Okay, after Shalshul, if you put things back in the fridge, why is it not a chana? And it's not a chana. Another reason it's not a chana.
You don't want it to spoil right now.
Oh, right.
You
so
don't want the spoiling now.
Right. So there's no hachana for Makum Kilkul. There's going to be a Kilkul, there's no hachana. Okay, the products are going to get damaged. But also, after Shalshul, you can clean up because it makes the room look nice. Especially if Shalshul is an hour or two before Shabbos ends. There's more of a heter to put things away, make the Seder. Mom is drenching Shalshul since it's after the Tzei Shabbos already, but it's less of a heter. But even then, hachana, if a Makum Kilkul is mutter. This reminds me of something now as I'm talking. What's the heter to take a Seder from the shelf before Maariv Motzei Shabbos? It's hachana. You're using it after Shabbos. So the post can bring down that there's kilkul there. Because if you don't have a Seder in front of you ready, you might lose it from the davening. So it's a chesaro if you don't have a Seder ready. So there's no hachana, but Makum Kilkul. Okay. Next issue in the toothbrushing. Chavalah. Making wounds. Right? Causing yourself to bleed is shochet. Shochet is a malacha. So what part of the malacha of shochet is causing wounds, bleeding? Some say it's nefarik actually causing wound. But the normative opinion is it's shochet. Okay? This is the raisa. So you get into the issue is how often do you bleed? A person who doesn't bleed doesn't have this issue. A person who sometimes bleeds might have this issue. A person who always bleeds, it's a sacred issue. Beraisa, if you always bleed, there's really no head to cause yourself to bleed. Okay? There's an interesting Rambam, and the Rambam talks about toothpaste. And brings me to the next issue. Someone, there's one posek, the Oil Moshe, of Yochanan Moshe's wife. Oh, the Oil Moshe, Rav's wife. I think it's Yochanan Moshe. They say for the Oil Moshe, Rav's wife. And he wants to ask her brushing teeth because of refuah. And his raya for this is a bit of a Rambam. The Rambam talks about putting a cream on your teeth. Okay? You get it? Dr. German, the Rambam talks about putting cream on your teeth. You like that? It's an amazing Rambam. They had dental hygiene back then, right? So he talks about putting cream on your teeth, the Rambam. So Rambam says that for medicinal purposes, it's asr. But if it's the half-fresh breath, it's mutter. So the Oil Moshe, his wife, wants to say that toothbrushing should be asr because of refuah. Because our toothpaste has fluoride. And it has enamel protection. It has, I don't know what, medicinal ingredients. So he wants it to us because of refuah. Okay? Now, besides the fact that no other postik brings refuah as a tzad iser on brushing teeth, but you have also Michael Bream. You're allowed to do anything that might be refuah if everyone does it anyways, and it doesn't appear to be refuah. So too, taking pills and doing refuah is mutter before the fact. Generally, the iser of taking medicine is when you're in pain. When you're in pain, you have a problem taking medicine. But if you know in 1 hour you're going to have a headache because you ate the wrong thing, you're allowed to take the medicine on Shabbos. Preventative medicine is mutter on Shabbos. It's only toch kedei medicine is aser. So the whole refuah argument seems to be on the whole a little bit weak. And only one post-it that I know of, that I researched, that mentions it. So we have over here, I think I spoke about 7 or 8 different concerns. Memareach, Nolad, Schita, Uvdin Dechol, Hachana, Chabala, Refuah. Okay? Now, among all these issues, you have on both sides of the coin every opinion, and you also have postkim, but don't bring up any of these 7 issues. Maybe only bring up 1 or 2, and consider the other 4 or 5 like completely irrelevant, like the refuah issue. Nobody talks about it. Not Rav Moshe, nobody else. So let's go to the handout sheet. Now you're asking the question.
Everybody's a strong
person. Right. So you're not tactfully asking the question because you seem to be implying you're using it for a medicinal purpose.
Doesn't the water have fluoride?
Same reason you use mouthwash.
Baby doesn't have fluoride.
Right. Doesn't have fluoride.
You should still use the fluoride. You hear?
What else are you talking about here?
So, according to that approach, I mean, first of all, does all mouthwash have fluoride in it? Does all mouthwash have a fluoride or... No? Okay. So, I guess, according to the approach, that preventative medicine is okay on Shabbos, it'll be fine. Like you said, Brendan, you want to prevent the cavity. Because if you have a cavity, the fluoride won't take away the cavity. That's not a fluoride on Shabbos. It's preventative medicine. Okay. Now, everything that Reb Moshe argues, he says in like 10 lines, whereas other posts can go on for pages and pages. Reb Moshe seems to sum it up very nicely. He goes, Moshe, okay, it's Or HaChaim, Chelek Aleph, Kuf Yud Beis, and he says like this, Nakot Shinaim B'Shabbat L'Yom Tov, V'Divar L'Nakot Shinaim B'Shabbat L'Yom Tov, Im Toothpaste, Pashut She'asur Shum Machek. For some reason, Moshe mentions the Ad Malach Mamachek, it really means Memareach. Ubelot toothpaste, Behabrosh, Hamiyuchad Zemutter. If you have a special Shabbos toothbrush, he holds its mutter. Shukmu Rechitzat Shar Aver. It's like washing any part of the body on Shabbos, which is allowed. Aval Yishtof Rak Betoinen, I don't know why. He says only rinse out your mouth in cold water. I don't know where you would get hot water. And I don't know where you get water that's yet to lettuce bowl. Even if you got it from the kumkum, you wouldn't rinse your mouth like water that's yet to lettuce bowl. So I don't understand these last words over here. The sentence, Yishtof Rak Mitzonen, I don't know.
He has to brush.
It means water without toothpaste, that's what it means. It means using water without toothpaste.
Yeah? It's not referring to temperature of the water at all? What he's saying makes sense. We already asked for toothpaste and then a few words up, so why is he saying it again? Okay, maybe.
That's you might think you can't use water either, so you said use water.
Meaning rock water, nothing
you
else.
You think you have to use a dry brush that you can.
Right.
But
he said. Why would he say cold?
You right here only use dry brush without toothpaste. The measure is not saying dry brush, it's saying wet brush.
He's asking for a Yuchad brush though.
And afterwards, don't wash off your brush.
Change him schita. So why is he washing it at all? Not washing it after.
Right, dry brush.
So then sonin is definitely not water.
Talk about.
No, your mouth you have to rinse with water, but not the brush.
Talk about the mouth.
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay, so Reb Moshe holds dry toothbrush. Rinse your mouth. Dry toothbrush.
Reb Moshe wants a separate toothbrush.
Huh?
He wants a separate toothbrush.
He wants a separate brush. Oh, yeah.
Separate during the week.
Yeah.
He doesn't say
specifically.
He says
Meyuchad,
what's
it? Yeah, Meyuchad, he says it, yeah. The Lotus, Babrosh Meyuchad.
He needs a toothbrush.
You don't think he needs a special Shabbos toothbrush?
Or you think Meyuchad needs toothbrush as opposed to hairbrush?
What?
Seems to be the most masculine.
Yeah, he seems to, yeah.
Well, use toothbrush in the first one.
But even he would be masking the Shabbos toothbrush. There's no schita. It's Meyuchad for Shabbos. The special liquid Shabbos toothpaste is no issue with the mask.
All right. So I want to speak about liquid toothpaste. Reb Moshe allows mouthwash. So I guess you could brush your teeth with Reb Moshe with mouthwash. He wants a swoosh and whoosh and with a brush and a mouthwash. I guess Reb Moshe would allow that, but then you get the brush wet. So maybe not. I take that back. Because in the smooshing in your mouth, you're getting the brush wet, and Reb Moshe doesn't want a wet brush.
But if you have to put water in your mouth,
saying the brush is going to get wet in the meal.
You have the same issue. He's just saying don't put the water or the mouthwash on the brush before him. Come that way, that's already grumma. And then you already get into your more removed.
So Reb Moshe is one of the most muffin.
Yeah.
Okay.
The
only problem
he doesn't seem to have is a bit of a hole.
If he wants a toothbrush, it means it's an uvda dechol. Yeah, because he wants a special toothbrush. So it does mean it's miyuchad.
He covers all the categories.
He covers everything. He doesn't, right, so refuah to him is not an issue.
He didn't get to that because
we see by him, schita is an issue, achana is an issue. Chabala is not an issue, he doesn't have bleeding gums.
But why?
That's a brush that makes you bleed, not the paste.
So you say your food is irrelevant.
Oh, yeah, okay. True. Okay, Minchas Yitzchak. Let's go to the underlined portions. So we don't have time. Minchas Yitzchak is very makbir on this Uvdin Dechol. Mishum Uvdin Dechol underlined over there. V'af im haya klim yuchedes haShabbos. Even if you had a special Shabbos toothbrush, you call makom even reshet kasha shoshinayim, the hard toothbrushes we have today. But vada yesh lachush Hishuma Sias Chabura. You're going to cause a wound on your gums. But what about the Sensodyne toothbrushes? Right? You know about the Sensodyne toothbrushes? Supposed to be very soft. Minchas Yitzchak didn't have Sensodyne in here. Okay, but that's his very Makbir on Uvin Dechol, Makbir on Chabura. Okay? In Shuva Nun, the only thing I underlined over here again is the Uvin Dechol argument. Go to Aval in Shuva in Simin Nun in Sif Katan Dalad. Aval Kol the Midreshet in Yikui Kelim. Aval Midreshet Kashesh Shal Shinayim. That's a toothbrush. Bevada Yishlachus Mishuma Sias Chabura Kiragil Harbet Pamim. This is for someone who has bleeding regularly. So that's what it says in Pam for Chabura, which is Melech Hashoichet. Okay. So that's the Minchas Yitzchak, Uvin Dechol, Chabura. There's others as well. We'll go to Tzitz Eliezer. Although the film again, Avraham Anal, Yesh Avol Chayr Lulmod Hetelis Yishuf HaShinayim B'mishcha B'yot En Kavanaso Shitmarech Agay B'yishinayim. Your intention with using the toothpaste is not to shmush it around the teeth. The Kavanaso Yikari Serak Shitmu HaShinayim, give it on the teeth. Ratona Shivla, Vitmasmes, Miyad, disappear and go away. Aval, the Emet, the Eno, the Eno Domla, he, the Rock, it's not like saliva. The Visham calls Shivshufo La Rock, Rak Mishuma Matara, Yivla Bekarka, that's the Magen Avraham I quoted earlier, where the Magen Avraham lets you put the saliva in the ground. He says the cases are not comparable. But the Dai, the Ein Kol Kabana to Elise, Aval Mishishu Shashanayim, Mishcha Yeshu Gam. Something to at least mukdemesh shetale shichvas hamishcha al shinaim. By the case of the saliva, you have no benefit by mushing the saliva on the ground. By mushing the toothpaste, you do have benefit. So he wants to say that argument that's okay. The Ravadi's argument that's similar to the case of rubbing saliva on the ground with mutter does not apply to teeth because you want benefit from the toothpaste on your teeth. Okay, turn the page because we're running out of time. That's a Sridi Eish over there. And I underline a lot of different things. It's a very interesting tshuva. What should we do now in our limited time? What should we go through? Go to the first paragraph. Besides the kvodo achur tshuvasi, okay. Sha'ali muter lenakos ha'shinayim v'nivretet b'shabbos. Hine betach yodeh lechvodo ki das ha'rabonim chalukos b'zeh. Different opinions. Yesh oistrim, yesh matiri. Ha'oistrim chashim ha'chashosh the following. He brings four concerns. I spoke about seven or eight. He brings four. Schita, motzad dam, tlisha sarot mivreshet. I didn't bring this up yet. But we're worried that when you brush your teeth, the fibers of the bristles of the brush are going to come out. That doesn't happen anymore.
This was 8 years ago.
Well, you're a dentist too, right? What happens when what malacha do you over if you pull out the brushes when you're brushing? I'm not sure. It seems a bit odd. But that's not from the Makor Gidulasa. I always keep
going here out of the scale. That's true. It's
not. Anyway, but it's not okay. It's a mood issue because our toothbrushes don't fall apart in your mouth anymore. But he says it's a malach of the problem. And finally, tzviya simibreshli de adam. We didn't talk about tzviya. I didn't mention that. Tzviya, you got to color your bristles. Tzviya, another malach. The blood. He says it. Says that Rabbanim have a concern. Tzviya simibreshli de adam.
Every time someone's bleeding, the blood is short.
That seems to make sense. I don't know, he brings it, but he says, and we'll go through the whole thing, Afianis Daiti, that's what Sadi Daitera. What's it be, Mutter? Okay, Mishum Schita, in La Asu, Sharayim, Miskavin, Klaal, Lischot, Venom, Adam, Say Gracia, Jarib, Isu, Dabar, Mutter, Apa, Say Gracia. This is the wow. This is the wow, because nobody says anything like that in anything else in Shabbos. That Mutter, the Chatchila, and Apa, Say Gracia, the Rabban. That's a bit foolish. Okay. And we'll go to jump to the paragraph. Vishar hachashashos. Any other concerns? Yesh lahatir. Shein iskaven v'lo ha'v segresha. I guess anything else, whether it's
might bleed or might not bleed. Might pull out bristles, might not. It's not even
okay, but the end of the tshuva, the Sridi Eish, is a davka below pasta, mishcha.
Pasta yesh le dam le dmos le chitz le boris at Rama's boris. Rama answers washing with boris, but he answers it for no lad, not for the Maria.
So is he holding no lad?
So he holds, if he's quoting the Rama for boris, he's saying the problem with no lad. Yes, he holds that the smooth toothpaste substance into a foamy substance is no lad. Okay. You have over there on the side of Shomuz Alma Arbach, which is printed alongside the Chul and Sri Deation most editions. Shomuz Alma says like this: Ulemias Daiti, whom he had varim amutarim, shenavu bo iser. The rabbi ma yireim roim is a iser chamor ad meod, or achilu yadati tam nachum iser. Shomuz Alma says people are asking Russian people on Shabbos. Chamor ad meod. People are crazy over it. He says anachilu yadati tam. There's no reason. It's one of those things. It's one of those things that the Klal Yisrael, most of Klal Yisrael is known not to do. If we don't do it, but he says Nikar Adin, it's Aster. He says over there, Reb Shlomo Zalman, that I'm just mutter. Sunday night, 7 o'clock. He's happy.
He's talking Russian.
He would be talking because he gives a 3-day age. And 3-day age with no toothpaste. Reb Shlomo Zalman goes without saying that it's without toothpaste. But without toothpaste, Shlomo Zalman seems to be matter it, Nikar Adin, but he says, no, good boy, sir.
What does he say?
No, he didn't cut off anything with Shlomo Zalman.
The summary is cut off.
Yeah, oh. So Shlomo Zalman agrees with the 3-day age, but for different reasons, as you'll see over there, for primarily different reasons. And he asks for a wet toothbrush. He must use a wet toothbrush. He allows a wet toothbrush and shoves out toothpaste. Let's go through the review over here. The final summary. But Moshe Feinstein, he was only a dry toothbrush without toothpaste. Tzitz Eliezer?
On a special one.
On a special one, yes.
With cold water.
Wash your mouth with cold water. Don't use Yad Sletus with cold water when rinsing your mouth on Shabbos. Tzitz Eliezer, no toothpaste, but he doesn't mention whether you need a special Shabbos toothbrush or not. By the way, the whole thing of having a Shabbos brush brushing your hair is from the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah's lashon is Yesh no Hagin. Doesn't say it's a chovah. Yesh no hagin to have a special Shabbos brush for your hair. The Minchas Yitzchak, no toothpaste, no toothbrushes. Gasters it. Okay, use your finger. Wash your teeth with your finger, maybe. So the Eish, wet toothbrush, no toothpaste. The Chaim Naya, we didn't even get to it. Sorry. But toothpaste is allowed, not a toothbrush. He has no problem with the paste. There's no nolad, there's no memoreach, but the Shechita issue, he holds its aser. Avadi Yosef, if you want to brush your teeth, you can brush your teeth with the Shabbos toothbrush. Don't clean your toothbrush afterwards. Leave it for tomorrow. Clean it off then. Okay? Rav Chaim Regensburg. Hachana, right. Now, Rav Chaim Regensburg is a Chicago rabbi, a very well-respected rabbi. He wrote a sefer, Mishmeres Chaim. Anyone from Chicago, when you say Rav Chaim Regensburg, you'll probably get a feeling of awe and reverence. I heard from a very reliable source that Rav Herschel Schachter said that if Rav Chaim Regensburg's sefer Mishmeres Chaim was worth all sefer just for his tshuva on brushing teeth on Shabbos. And he holds Rav Chaim Regensburg one may use a toothbrush and toothpaste, meaning you can brush your teeth as regular. Rav Herschel Schachter says he agrees with it fully. It's brought in Nefesh HaRav also, page 168. And he said that Rav Chaim Regensburg's sefer was worth the whole sefer just for that tshuva. I think it's Simon Tess in Mishmeres Chaim. Very hard to get a copy now. I managed to get a copy. Very hard. And Rav Soloveitchik, of course, from Rav Moshe Schefter and the Rav Chaim Regensburg school of thought, is that brushing your teeth as normal is permissible on Shabbos. So my purpose tonight was to show you all the different possible concerns, different views, different posts, what they have to say. And everyone should make their own decision in consultation with their rabbis. Go ahead.